This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we got a trade deal with Japan, and markets are on the move. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, we're talking markets as they rally, and we also got news on the trade front. Let's bring on Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York. Art, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to talking to you about how things are shaping up this week.
Yes, and so we have a deal with Japan. Markets are on a roll. Things have been pretty good as of late, and I want you to pick up from there, Art.
Yeah, sounds good. So three things to think about, Andy. First and foremost, you know, for the last couple of weeks, the noise around trade and tariffs was getting a little ugly, and a little ugly by the fact that we had only cut one real deal, and that was with the UK, and we're sending out a bunch of letters, and we had an August 1st deadline. And those letters contained tariff rates that were higher than consensus estimates. So that was a real negative. Well, lo and behold, the administration is starting to show some flexibility before that August 1st deadline. The deal with Japan takes it down to a 15% reciprocal with some noise around the edges, and they're going to invest some money here. They did a couple other deals in the background. And I think that has allayed some of those fears that the worst-case scenarios around trade and tariffs might be getting better. So, you know, this is exactly what the market needed to clear some of the fog of this trade war, that it was starting to percolate up. Second thing, I think, as important as the first, is the second quarter earnings reporting season thus far has been far better than expectations. Now, it's easy to say expectations were too low, and they were, but, you know, they're always too low. But the magnitude of too low this go around, about 4.75% earnings growth on a year-over-year basis was estimated. We're closer to 10% right now. Similarly, on a revenue growth rate, we're looking for 3%. That's running at 6.5%. So with north of 10% of the S&P 500 having reported, or north of 20%, I'm sorry, we're seeing 84% of companies beat on both the top and bottom line and giving relatively robust guidance. Remember, we didn't get any guidance after the first quarter earnings reporting season. I would say the third thing that is starting to resonate is that we got this deal passed. So we know what the tax rate's going to be for the next several years. We raised the debt ceiling. We know what the budget looks like. And, you know, all of that was sort of unknown as we entered the month. So getting all of that behind us is certainly propelling markets. And we're turning some of the headwinds that we had, you know, over the course of the last couple of months into tailwinds. So getting this bill behind us, getting more clarity on trade, getting better earnings, and all of that sort of is happening without, you know, the great feeling that we'll probably get when we start to see the effects of less regulation. So I think that's what investors are really glomming onto here.
Well, we've seen markets come a long way from those lows earlier in the year. Have we gotten a little frothy at any point here? I know some of the meme stocks are back on. There's some new ones added to the list. The one that comes to mind is Krispy Kreme, but there's others as well. Have we gotten a little frothy? Do you think this is going to continue into the back end of the year, or any concerns?
Yeah, I think that's such a great question. So I would say on the ultra-speculative edge of the market, and that includes things like a lot of the quantum computing names and things that have to do with small module nuclear reactors and things about uranium mining. There's some real speculative names out there that have certainly exploded and, you know, are kind of a hope and a dream that may come to fruition, you know, years from now. And that's always going to be the case. There's always going to be an ultra-speculative edge of the market. There's going to be a cohort of investors that pile into that. Where I get less, and I'm less concerned about that because some of these names eventually might solve a lot of problems. What I do get concerned about is this reinvention of the meme stocks with different names. So Kohl's Department Stores is one of those. Open Door is another one. And as you mentioned, Krispy Kreme. And you know, when you have to take a step back and say to yourself, have I used any of those products? Have I been in any of those stores, you know, in the last 2 years? And if that's the case, this is just a broken company that has a high short interest that was found by this sort of, you know, call it meme stock army. And, you know, they find these on the different chat boards like Reddit and pile into them. And obviously with a big short interest, like Kohl's coming into this week, I think had something like a 48% short interest. So easy target, doesn't take much ammunition to get that to pop. That's really, you know, just gambling, right? That is just, you know, we saw how that ended in tears the last go around back in 2021. So that kind of speculation, you know, certainly around the edges gets a bit frothy. I think in general, if you were to look at the overall market, right, the S&P 500, the market we talk about the most, while it's trading at about 23 times next 12-month earnings, that if you stripped out the 10 largest stocks that, and all of them, you know, kind of grow their earnings at, you call it 35 to 40 times or 40% on a year, annual basis, and ascribe them a higher multiple. And then look at the other 590. The multiple on those stocks is about 17.5 times. Very reasonable. So I don't think we're overvalued. We just, the makeup of the S&P 500 is so heavily weighted to some fantastic mega cap technology stocks that are doing great things for us that it's hard to look at it historically. So I think that the general market, the broader market, is in a good place, but I get nervous when we start seeing these pockets of speculation popping up, and they're certainly doing that right now.
What areas of the market do you like the best heading into the back end of the year?
Three things. So I love energy. Energy is probably trading at the most compelling multiple we've seen in years. I think the need for hydrocarbons is going to be with us for the next 25, 30 years. And, you know, it's being priced in like there's a glut of supply, which there's not, or like there's no demand and we're going to a global recession, which we're not. So I think all of the names around energy, you know, look attractive. Some of our favorite names are names that you and I've talked about a lot, things like Chevron, Halliburton, Devon Energy. And I think there's a lot of attractive names there. You can just buy one of the ETFs. Away from that, I think that the financials, which have had a great run, and they're up, you know, call it 25 to 30% from the April 8th lows, continue to be at the tip of the sword of this deregulatory environment. And I certainly think if, in fact, they get some relaxation on how much capital they need to keep on their balance sheets, they'll have more money to buy back shares, to pay dividends, and to lend more money. On the flip side of that, what I get concerned about is we were so defensive in the first quarter this year that consumer staples got bid up to multiples that were 23 and 24 times for a group that usually trades at 15 or 16 times. So some of these staple names may well still be a bit expensive. I wouldn't jump back into them, even though a lot of them have pulled back in the second quarter. I'd wait till they get to more reasonable valuations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crypto. We've seen Bitcoin, crypto come back big time. Thoughts on the space and maybe even the broader technology blockchain?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, that the you know, there's plenty of reasons for crypto to be doing well, and Bitcoin in particular, but certainly the space. We've got we've got the passage of a Genius Act working its way through the legislature, which is going to give us regulatory oversight over things like stablecoins. Stablecoins, just another adaptation of settling things on the blockchain. So this is the next leg of what cryptocurrencies and blockchain is going to be used for. I think stablecoins are probably going to be good for the dollar. It's going to be good for the treasuries because they're backed by something. I think Bitcoin in and of itself has risen in an environment where it hasn't necessarily correlated with gold. It's not a harbor of safety. What it's correlated with is a risk on environment. So if you see the NASDAQ 100, the top 100 NASDAQ stocks, and a chart against Bitcoin, they're very tightly correlated. So as investors feel more comfortable about the environment and they have ease of use because there's a multitude of Bitcoin spot ETFs, it's just easy to buy. Back when you and I talked about this 10 years ago, you had to figure something out, like having cold storage or a wallet. You had to go to a crypto exchange, and now you don't have to do that. You have a frictionless way to put that, and you're starting to see that a lot of the wirehouse broker dealers able to put some portion of that in their clients' portfolios.
How about those investors who have kind of missed out on this rally, have been sitting on the sideline? Now they're feeling a little FOMO, maybe want to get back into the market. I mean, do they dollar cost here? You know, it's always better to buy when it's lower, but if, you know, for those folks who've kind of sat this out, what's your advice for them?
Well, I would tell you this, look at the calendar, right? So as we exit July, we're going to enter two of the toughest months of the year for markets at all-time highs. That will probably give you another entry level where we have some sort of consolidation. We may pull back, you know, call it 5%. That wouldn't be unusual in an August-September timeframe, especially with everything that's going on. If we have some slippage in the news over trade, if investors just get to a place where they want to rotate out of some of the popular artificial intelligence names and start getting back into things that are more defensive, you know, anything that, you know, that you could imagine having in two of the toughest months of the year may be a good entry point for you. But the other piece of advice I would give you is not to ever get that. This market is going in the wrong direction. If you're a long-term investor, you should ignore a lot of the noise and just focus on your investment portfolio is for the long term. So don't make short-term trades around things like trade and tariffs or, you know, potential for wars. I just think that you have to focus on your game plan and stick to it.
And then as we wrap up our conversation here, give us your outlook. I mean, you seem pretty bullish here and you've talked about areas that you like, but give us your outlook and also share with us an idea that nobody's really thinking about but could really have some potential.
Yeah, so what I think is going to happen in the back half of this year and my outlook for the end of the year, we got a target right now for the S&P 500 at 6,500, which doesn't seem very bold right now since we're at or about 6,300. But it certainly felt pretty bold on April 8th when we were 20% away from that. So we recovered nicely. But I think it's important for investors to understand that the back half of this year is going to have some bumps in the road. Economic data will eventually be influenced by higher prices for goods. We don't know exactly how high they're going to be because we haven't gotten to the goal line of this tariff and trade phenomenon. Once we know that and the Fed starts to cut rates into the teeth of that, call it September and December of this year, I think we're going to have a very strong tailwinds in front of us. We'll anniversary a lot of the noise around trade and tariffs and start appreciating some of the tailwinds. So don't expect the second half of this year to necessarily look like the first half of this year. Certainly not the volatility where we're down 20% on a year-to-date basis at one point in time. But also don't expect what we've seen since April to the part of July we're in to continue in a straight line to the end of the year. I think there's going to be some bumps in the road. Now, long-term, I think there's a lot more good news than bad news out there. One of my favorite ideas, and this is going to sound like we're talking back in, you know, call it 1990, but IBM just reported earnings. This is a turnaround story that is not getting much attention. Even though it's trading at a high, IBM has done a lot of things very quietly, doesn't get much attention. I think there's a lot of runway in front of IBM. They're 95% of what they do now has to do with software and services. It has nothing to do with mainframe computers, and that's one of my favorite names going into the end of the year.
Big thanks to Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York. All right, that's going to wrap up today's Gains podcast. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That's an option for you. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, turn on the notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I will see you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.